As Baltimore County administers its COVID-19 vaccine plan, it's also trying to figure out how to vaccinate a hard-to-reach group, people who are homebound. As WYPR's John Lee reports, the limited number of vaccines available, coupled with the logistics involved, make those people difficult to vaccinate.
Carbara McDonald's wife of 51 years, Anne Marie, has Alzheimer's as well as Parkinson's disease. McDonald says her condition is deteriorating during the pandemic. She's homebound. It takes an hour to feed her. She can no longer carry on a conversation. She would qualify to live in a nursing home, but he's caring for her at their home in Catonsville instead.
If she can't communicate, I would hate to put her in that situation where I couldn't at least be in there a part of the time.
Before the pandemic, McDonald made the decision to keep his wife home. McDonald says she was there for him when he served in the Army for 24 years.
Wives in the military really sacrificed quite a bit, and I couldn't, I couldn't do that to her.
If she were in a nursing home, she would have been among the first to get the COVID-19 vaccine. McDonald has signed his wife up on the county vaccine registry and checked the box indicating she's homebound. He also has called around to see how a homebound person can receive it. So far, no luck. Baltimore County doesn't know how many homebound people there are. County Health Officer Dr. Gregory Branch says they're talking to home health agencies to see if they could vaccinate them. But it's tricky business.
The vaccine, once you open it up and defrost it, you have to use it within a certain amount of time. So going from house to house to house is not optimal.
Nearly half of the county's 1,070 deaths from COVID-19 have been in nursing homes. Branch recognizes that there are elderly and others who are infirmed who don't live in congregate facilities.
Everybody may be in the same tiers, but from my perspective as a health officer, I have to be able to then figure out who's more at risk for death.
Although she's homebound, McDonald says his wife needs the vaccine. She comes in contact with an aide and a nurse who come to the house. He fears what would happen if she got COVID but could not clearly communicate. Democratic delegate Pat Young represents McDonald in the General Assembly. Young's trying to help McDonald get his wife vaccinated.
I feel for what Dr. Branch is saying because he's stuck.
Baltimore County's COVID vaccine clinic is at the Maryland State Fairgrounds for those who are lucky enough to have secured an appointment. Around 138,000 people have signed up on Baltimore County's COVID vaccine registry. That puts you in the queue to eventually get an appointment. About 18,000 doses have been administered. Starting this week, anyone 65 and over qualifies to get the vaccine. In Baltimore County, that means 250,000 seniors are now eligible, but the county this week is expecting to receive only 7,800 doses. Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshevsky says just do the math.
We want people to know that they're eligible, but we're also trying to temper expectations about when they can actually get through that entire grouping before we move to group two and group three.
Group two includes adults under 65 who are at risk of having a severe COVID-19 illness. The third and last group is healthy adults under 65. For now, Carbara McDonald is wondering when his wife will get her turn.
As far as people that are actually not in a nursing home or maybe even waiting to get in a nursing home and can't get in, what about them?
The Developmental Disabilities Administration, which supports homebound disabled people in Maryland, declined a request for an interview. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.